Sarah Kenzie joining us today. We have an announcement of a new Parish of the Week. Who do we got coming up to honor?
All right. So this week, we are really excited to be featuring a St. Alexander Catholic Church in Cornelius. It's just a wonderful community. They have an incredible emphasis on prayer, especially the sacraments, mass, confession, adoration. I know they have a somewhat new church. It was dedicated in 2017. They had a big, kind of a big multi-phase plan. And they just, I think, finished up some classrooms and office space. I saw some pictures that looked really, really nice of that space. And that was part of the second phase. And they just have a lot of great activities going on, a lot of community prayer. I know they're doing some online live stream of prayer in the next couple of weeks with the rosary. They are doing a rosary for Our Lady of Guadalupe in December, a lot of community activity, like just taking care of their parish. So cleaning up the leaves, I think that's happening next week. They're doing, or they just had a cemetery cleanup. So they really do a lot in their community, a lot of great events throughout the year. I saw they had a Pentecost vigil this past spring, and a lot of great ministries going on, such as Spanish prayer groups, Peace and Justice Committee, lots of different things like that. So really excited to be featuring St. Alexander's this week and to talk with them. We'll hear more from the parish later this week.
Oh, looking forward to it. So congratulations to St. Alexander as Mater Dei Radio's Parish of the Week. Sarah, earlier in news, we've listened to or heard Brian had a list of Pope Leo's favorite movies.
Oh, yes.
And I don't know if he's had a chance to see Triumph of the Heart, but that might be on the top of the list. That's an opportunity for people in the area, though, to be able to see a great Catholic movie.
Yeah, so there is a new film, Triumph of the Heart, that's all about St. Maximilian Kolbe, and specifically about his kind of last days in the starvation bunker in Auschwitz. And it just looks like an incredible film. I'm really excited to see it. And you have to go to a screening to see it, at least in a group like that. And so what we're really excited about doing is next Wednesday of next week, Wednesday, November 19th, is we are going to be at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Salem, and we will be offering a screening of Triumph of the Heart. And so it'll start at 7 o'clock p.m. Doors will open at 6:30, and it's $10 per person. And you can find out more and get your tickets online on our website. And it's just going to be, I think, a really great opportunity for people to see this film. I know that it came to a few theaters locally a couple months ago, and all the theaters sold out. So I know, like, I was interested in that. I know other people were as well, but they weren't able to get in the theaters because it was so popular that those screenings sold out. So we're really excited that we're able to offer this, and we really hope that you can join us. It's also a good opportunity just for you all to connect with us. And just hear more about our ministry. So I'm really excited about that. Again, it's November 19th at St. Joseph's in Salem at 7 p.m. And you can get tickets and information on our website.
All right. So definitely join Mater Dei Radio. This is a great opportunity for you. We're updating those ticket sales regularly. People are already purchasing their tickets, so you do not want to delay. Get your tickets today. Again, go to materdeiradio.com. Engaged by the Spirit has been one of our great new podcasts, video podcasts from Father Peter Julia. We talked about previously about one came out with his nephew, and it was like a double feature because the next one is out as well already.
Yes. So the next episode, episode 5, is with Father Peter and his sister, Jennifer Coffey. And so it's fun. You get to hear from different members of the family. And I always think it's great to just listen in on conversations you know, between family members, because you really get just a glimpse. I mean, you get into, you know, all of their quirks and all of that, but also, you know, all the things that really make them who they are and their shared experiences. And I really enjoyed this conversation with Jennifer, and they talk about so much like how you see God active in your life throughout, you know, you kind of look back and see all the different things that he's done in your life and in your family's life. And she has a career of 27 years as a teacher, especially a dyslexia specialist. And so I thought that was just really interesting. And they have so many fun things that they talk about. So really encourage you to go and listen to both of those episodes, or watch, sorry, both of those episodes. We have them on YouTube, on Facebook, and then you can listen on podcast platforms as well.
All right. I encourage all of you to check that out. They are great podcasts. And boy, who doesn't want to know a little bit about a priest through the eyes of his siblings? So that's a great one. So thank you so much for getting that out. And Sarah, thanks so much for being with us on another great Tech Tuesday.
Thank you.